Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
My son decided to help me by getting an artificial intelligence program to write me a Lutheran Christmas sermon. At first the program was stumped, but after a tweak, it came up with a brief message. And it wasn't that bad. We all laughed and my son chuckled that I'd be out of a job soon. The sermon was about us. At Christmas, God had come close to us, was humble towards us, and so on, which leads us to be close to others, humble in dealing with others, and so on. God was the exemplar, and we are to follow suit. The political and social landscape of today are the contexts in which Christians are now to follow suit. The sermon encouraged good deeds, and that's not a bad thing. Expected them to be done, but assumed that everyone, Christians and non-Christians alike, has the power to do the good deeds. When my son finished reading the sermon, I was impressed by much of it, but I did say that I wasn't sure how Lutheran it was, because it was really all about law, about us doing good things. Please don't get me wrong. The law is very important. We should do good things all the time. Yes, Jesus and God are very good examples for us to follow. However, the sermon is more an encounter with Jesus. We remember his birth at Christmas, the arrival of the Magi later, Jesus' baptism, because he died and rose for us. And so in this encounter with Jesus now, he forgives, feeds, guides, challenges, and blesses us now, so that we can follow him each day doing good things. The encounter with Jesus is all about the gospel, what God has done and does for us. It is about forgiveness and blessing. Yes, a sermon can point out what needs to be done, individually or corporately, whether the body, the group, is the congregation, the church, or the country. But the encounter with Jesus is supposed to stimulate, generate, energize us in our unique and personal relationship with Jesus, in how to behave in our time and place, at home, at work, politically, socially. Christians are supposed to switch their brains on when encountering Jesus and working out what following him means, rather than using Jesus to back our preferred behavior. Of course, anyone can hear a sermon. The more the merrier. But the sermon is God speaking to two different groups of people. It is speaking to God's people who are in a relationship with Jesus through baptism and says, "Be who you are, a child of God." It is speaking to the world and says, "Become God's people and follow Jesus." Both groups, all people, are loved by God. Whatever messages you heard at Christmas, whatever messages you hear about Jesus now, may we hear law and gospel, what Jesus has done and does for us, which then encourages and challenges us in how we follow Jesus in our here and now, for all the days to come. Let us pray. Stir up your power and come, Lord Jesus, and support and help us, so that what is hindered by our sins may be hastened by your great mercy. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.